It was a packed house at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in San Francisco. Environmental groups, scientists, oil drilling advocates, and policymakers gathered here to provide public comment on the new Oceans Policy Task Force and its latest report. Nancy Sutley is the task force chair.
The report proposes a national policy for the oceans, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. It proposes a framework for how the federal government can organize itself for improved stewardship of coastal marine resources. And it sets out a number of implementation strategies to prioritize the objectives that the United States should pursue to achieve this national ocean policy. We encourage your comments, welcome your comments in writing throughout the comment period.
President Barack Obama issued a memorandum in June establishing the Oceans Policy Task Force. The mandate creates a, quote, national policy that ensures the protection, maintenance, and health of the ocean, unquote. It also gave a 90-day deadline to create the foundation for establishing its oceans policy. The report was released the day of the meeting, not giving reporters or the public much time to provide thoughtful comment. Still, that didn't stop ocean activists from starting a dialogue about ocean protections. Richard Johnson, publisher of the Mendocino Country Papers, attended the meeting and voiced opposition to several ocean issues along Northern California's waters, like oil drilling, wave energy, and the Navy's weapons training.
The cumulative impact of these projects are not considered by any of these agencies and would militarize and industrialize our coast to a vast extent in undesirable ways with which we profoundly disagree. In a few weeks, Secretary of the Interior is going to announce whether or not to proceed with three oil and gas leasing sales off North and Southern California. And the Navy is going to begin spraying the ocean and firing artillery and depth charges and letting off sonar bleeps starting in November. And the FERC is already granting these permits. We're asking you to ask Obama just to stop until we develop a policy.
The Oceans Policy Task Force is not just responsible for creating an ocean stewardship policy. Obama's memorandum also gives the mandate to create a policy that is, quote, coordinated with our national security and foreign policy interests, unquote. The 24-member task force includes agency officials from the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, the Department of the Navy, and the National Security Council. That's why Admiral Herman Chelansky with the U.S. Navy attended the Ocean Policy Task Force hearing.
We engage and help sailors and soldiers on the ground in two fronts, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. We work for maritime security operations, anti-piracy, and we're out there for national disaster relief. To that end, the United States Navy needs to have realistic, continuous training to make sure that those forces are ready for our national defense. But the United States Navy is also committed to being a good steward of the environment. Therefore, the Navy is very supportive of the task force efforts to develop a national ocean policy framework.
Currently, the U.S. Navy is proposing to use military weapons and training along Northern California's waters, the Atlantic coast, and Gulf of Mexico. The Northwest training proposal includes the use of sonar, bombs, and artillery, impacting millions of sea mammals, more than 11 million, according to Senator Dianne Feinstein's office. Coastal environmentalists question how one arm of the government can protect the ocean while another arm bombs it. Meredith Smith is a Mendocino Coast resident.
I would like to know to whom the Navy is responsible. Does the Navy have to follow any environmental guidelines or can it always take an exemption in the name of Homeland Security? And I would like to say that in my case, the military is the greatest threat to the security of my home. Thank you.
Heidi Dickerson, aide to Congressmember Mike Thompson, read a statement from the 1st District Representative urging a holistic national policy to address the many challenges facing the ocean.
Our ocean currently faces a multitude of interrelated environmental challenges, from pollution and habitat loss to rising sea levels, acidification, and proposed energy projects. As I have written to the President and the Council on Environmental Quality, I strongly support adoption of a national ocean policy to protect, maintain, and restore our nation's marine ecosystems. At this time, federal ocean management consists of more than 140 ocean-related laws implemented by at least 20 agencies. I believe that a more integrated and collaborative implementation of a national ocean policy is the way to better address the marine ecosystems in a comprehensive manner.
The task force report proposes to establish policy for energy use and marine spatial planning, also known as marine zoning. Mark Massaro with the Sierra Club says he supports a national ocean policy, but he voices some skepticism over marine spatial planning.
This spatial planning, as it's often defined, is somewhat akin to land use zoning, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The devil's in the details. It can be complicated and it's going to take really careful planning.
But can marine zoning work with a Navy's use of sonar or seismic activity to locate oil in the ocean? Michael Stalker, director of Ocean Conservation Research, says it's possible.
If you wanted to do seismic operations, you'd want to do it at the point where the sea whales had passed that place where you were doing the operation, so that they might be aggravated by it, but they certainly wouldn't have disrupted their migration pattern. So that'd be spatial temporal planning.
The task force's 38-page report recommends the creation of a National Ocean Council, the NOC, to replace the Bush administration's Committee on Ocean Policy, and giving it a, quote, stronger mandate and direction, unquote, for stewardship. Public comment on the Ocean Policy Task Force report is due October 17th. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KMUD News.